Happy Popular Outcast production.
Say it again.
We're recording.
Hey!
Hi! Hello!
Welcome to episode
18.
We're legal!
Yay!
We can smoke.
And buy porno.
Porno!
Lottery tickets.
Casinos.
Strip clubs.
Woo!
Yeah. Drinking in Europe.
You can drink in a lot of places in Europe when
Canada,
you're 16.
Canada, too, right?
16.
19.
Oh, I thought it was 18.
In Canada.
I know it's 16 in Germany.
No.
Nice.
Yeah. Yes, you're right. You're right. You're right.
But the driving age is way higher. Like, you have to be 21 to get, like, a driver's license for a car.
Really?
You get your moped license when you're, like, I think somewhere between 16 and 18.
Huh.
You can drive a scooter, but you can't drive a car till you're 21.
They should do that in America.
Yeah, but no.
No.
Well, we'd kill a lot
of kids
of
die though
teens.
When they're younger.
Yeah, but I mean, think about it. If you were a
and
teenager
then you couldn't,
and
you couldn't
they
have
the
like
driving
five
age,
of
how
them.
Pissed off would you be?
Oh yeah,
well pissed. Yeah, of course.
Like you get to drink, but especially you can't fucking go anywhere to do it.
If you're 15 and they all of a sudden raise the driving age to 21.
You're like 15, your birthday's a month away.
Are you kidding me?
Actually, that happened to me. I turned 18 and I was like, oh cool, now I can rent a car. And then they upped the age to 21, and then when I was like 21-ish, they upped it to like 25.
Oh, it's been 20. It's been 25 since I was like 21.
Why would you think it was awesome that you could finally rent a car when you're 18? Like, what do you need to rent
cars
for?
Just a milestone. Just like, if I need to do this, I can fucking do it.
I don't know if I wanted to rent a car. It was
fun. No. I don't know if that's, like, nationwide or if it's just Pennsylvania. You have to be 25 to rent a car.
But it's stupid.
It is. I mean, I've never needed
that doesn't make any sense.
You only need to be 18 to get a hotel room, don't you?
Some places you have to be 21.
Mm.
Yeah. And that's just the policy of, like, the actual hotel room.
It is. Because a few years ago...
Actually, I don't think I've ever even been asked my age.
That's funny. A few years ago, a friend of mine, she came down from Connecticut. She and a friend of hers from up there came down to Philadelphia to see Prince.
Nice.
Yeah. And, you know, they went ahead and they booked a hotel room and everything, and they got to the hotel, and the hotel was like... Because they booked through, like, hotels.com, which, you know,
maybe that's why
didn't say anything about
maybe them. That's why, like, I never had an issue.
But, like, they got there, and the hotel was like, okay, I need your ID. And they're like, oh, you're 21, you can't rent a room. Is anybody with you 21 that can sign for the room? And they were like, no. So they had to call hotels.com, and hotels.com ended up getting them a good rate on the Econo Lodge by the airport, which was, like, the only place in their price range that would take people as young as 18.
Wow.
Yeah, so that was a fuck-up on hotels.com's part.
Yeah.
But,
It's all individual hotel policy. Some places 21, some places it's 18.
I guess that's so you don't, like, trash the place or something.
Yeah, and I think that's part of the reason why you have to be 25 to rent a car is, like, just you're fucking responsible.
Yeah. Once you hit 25, your insurance rates, like,
that
drop.
Too. Yeah.
So,
God,
I mean,
can't wait.
They really
I
do,
pay,
too.
I still pay over $100 a month.
Oy.
For car insurance.
I pay over $100 a month.
I have full coverage,
though. So do we.
Oh,
full
okay.
coverage on two cars, though.
Yeah,
mine's one car.
We don't have full coverage. We have a joint policy, and it's like $115 every other month.
Well, when you have a loan out for a car, they fucking...
You have to have full coverage.
Yeah, so we have two cars, two
and
loans.
I want
a coverage.
I want a Prius.
But it's only like $117 a month now. But
oh,
I remember when I was young... Fucking dude,
well,
I was paying like $180 a month, but I also got a lot of tickets.
That is nothing. When I got my car that I'm driving now, so I've had it for probably 2 years. When I first got it, I called Progressive and I was like, so how much is my insurance going to be? And they're like, $500 and something.
What?
And I'm like, what?
Yeah,
and they're
why
like,
you stay on
a
your,
month.
That's why you
that's
stay on your parents' policy as long
crazy.
As possible.
And then, because I haven't been on my parents' policy since I was 18.
Yeah.
And then I called Geico, and they're like, $400 and something a month. And I'm like, all right. So that's when I switched to Geico.
That sounded exactly like a commercial.
The Geico ad.
So that's when I switched to Geico.
Well, you don't even have to go with like big names. Like ours is through some little rinky.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I know.
I've had Allstate ever since I got my license when I was 18, and they've treated me really, really well. Mm-hmm. And I don't think I ever paid. Maybe when I was younger, and I was getting like accidents. Tickets, like, oh my god, I was the worst driver ever.
My driving history is terrible. I still
don't think I ever paid maybe more than $200 a month for insurance.
Yeah,
I can't remember, crazy. But that
they
was
dropped
the last
it
time
like when I turned 21, they dropped it a little bit.
Yeah,
they dropped it down to like $200, and then
you hit brakes at 18, 21, 25,
yeah,
and I think 30. I'm not sure,
and then. And then I got another break when I moved closer to my work.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. They dropped it down like $100, and I was like,
Yeah,
it'll definitely drop. It'll drop when you're 25, especially if your driving record's good.
Yeah, I haven't had any accidents in a pretty long time.
But one thing I like about Allstate is, like, every year that you go without getting in an accident, they take $100 off your deductible. So if you get into an accident, like, I have zero deductibles on pretty much everything.
Nice.
So like I don't pay shit. We've had
my deductible is like $2,000.
Yeah, AJ was in an accident. A girl hit him. She like didn't stop at a stop sign or went when she wasn't supposed to and totaled his car. And like we kind of got screwed because they only gave us the amount of money that the car was worth. Mm-hmm. They like paid off what we owed on the car, so we didn't have a lot of money to. That's a lie. We actually got a decent amount of money back for that car, and we ended up having like $1,200-$1,300 to put towards a new car after they paid off what we owed.
Decent down payment.
Yeah, and then that was when we got the Silver Grand Prix. But yeah, that was not bad. And then for my Escort, I totaled that. I actually rear-ended a guy, but I didn't get cited for it because it was a really strange situation. There was a lot of traffic coming out from this side road, and this guy in front of me stopped in the middle of the fucking road when a car pulled out in front of him, but he shouldn't have stopped. Like, the whole situation was really fucked up. The cop, like...
It's always nice when it's not your fault,
yeah,
though.
Well, it kind of was my fault because I wasn't technically paying attention. I rear-ended him, and the cop even told me, like, technically, if you rear-end somebody, it's your fault.
Mm-hmm.
No matter what, I have to give you a ticket, but she didn't ever give me a ticket. And because she felt bad, she's like, I know this was not really, like, the guy in front of you got pulled out on, and he stopped, and he shouldn't have. Like, there's no reason in hell why he should have stopped. There should have been plenty of room. I should never have hit him, but I did, obviously. I totaled my car, and it was a fucking 97 Escort. The fucking thing was trashed. Scratches everywhere, dents, dings, everywhere. And they still gave me like $2,500 back for this car.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Wow.
And it was paid off. So, like, that money was payment towards my new car. Like, I was like, dude, I love Allstate.
That's kind of nice.
And it was within like a day. They have everything resolved. Like, everything's just beep. They're really a really good insurance company.
No, I had Progressive when I was living in Middleburg, and I parked my car at a Grand Prix. I parked it on the side of the road, and like I was still going to school, and I was just like, I don't feel like going to class today, so I slept in. And of course, that day my car would get sideswiped by some idiot who was like texting or driving or I don't know what.
Yeah.
And it's Middleburg, and the speed limit's 40 on Market Street. And she sideswiped it and totaled my car.
Holy shit, how does that even happen?
Well, it was only worth like $2,000. And like, she tried to drive away, and like, her wheel is like on the side. Like, it like fell over. I don't even know how she did it. Like, her whole front end is like dinged up and shit. She just destroyed my car. Mm. And I had to fight with Progressive. I had to fight with them. They were my own insurance company. I was like, you need to call them. I have no car. I have no way to get to work. I have no way to get to school. I need a freaking car. Mm-hmm. And they're like, well, we can give you so much money towards a rental and da-da-da. And I'm like, I can't rent a car. I can't. So I fought with them so hard that They eventually gave me $20 a day to pay whoever I needed. Like, they just kept cutting me checks, so that way I could keep it giving, like, whoever to borrow people's cars.
Wow.
So I ended up borrowing, like, my roommate's car, and I was like, that's, you know, like, they had to give me something. Because I had renter's insurance.
Yeah.
So,
Those fuckers.
And then they gave me, like, $2,000 for my car, and my car was worth, like, way more than that.
Wow.
And they like, completely screwed me over. It was so bad. And then I ended up getting, like, a Subaru Outback. Which was cool, but, you know, you gotta change your oil in the car. And I didn't do that. And
I did that with my first car.
Jeff did that with
and
his first car.
And my dad yelled at me. This wasn't even my first car. It was just my first car that I had that I wasn't living with my parents.
First car that burned oil.
And I was like, oh! My dad always just did that for me, so I didn't change the oil in it. It would have been a nice car regardless.
Yeah, I had a car that had an oil leak that I never checked the oil. Didn't know that had an oil leak until I blew the engine up, driving up the fucking mountain to Williamsport. And then my car caught on fire. Oh. And I was pulled over to the side of the highway. And I got out of my car, and there was a guy in a truck parked across the highway and a guy behind me running up the highway behind me, like, going like this. And I'm like, what? He's like, get away from that car. You got a fire under your car. And I'm like, what?
There's a fire?
What? But, yeah, it was, like, immediately as soon as I stopped my car, I had, like, a guy on one side of the highway and a guy on the other side of the highway, like, running towards me, like, making sure I was okay because my car was, like, smoking and, on fire and shit.
I didn't have that much. My first car, I blew the head gasket. And
that's not good either.
Yeah, no, it was, like...
My first car drove into a tree.
It was smoking so bad I couldn't even see. Yeah, and of course you always get, like, stopped. I was like, well, I think I need to pull over. And of course you always pull over where there's no cell phone service.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-mm. Like...
There's no nothing.
Nobody had cell phones
nobody
when I wrecked my
over.
First when I did
yeah.
my
Nobody
first
freaking
car.
Stops. Nobody helps you.
Yeah, cell phones were not common when I totaled my first car.
Yeah, no.
You ran it into a tree.
Mm-hmm.
Why did you do that?
I thought it would be fun, Ashley.
This should be awesome.
I got too close to the edge of the road, skidded on some gravel, and lost control of my car.
Oh, okay.
And ended up driving it down the riverbank off of 405 in Milton and hitting a tree, almost going into the river.
Oh my god.
Yep.
At least you hit the tree.
Yeah, I had a big-ass gash on my ankle that they had no idea how it happened. They don't know if it was a cut or if, like, my shin bone popped out of the socket and popped back in and just tore the skin, or if my ankle twisted so hard that it tore the skin. Just a giant gash. Yeah. It was big and gross. I still have, like, my scar is not purple anymore. It's white now, but you can still see it. And I had to do physical therapy. That was fun.
Wow. I remember one Thanksgiving, we were driving home from my grandparents. I was in a car with my brother and his wife, and I was sitting. I had just had appendix surgery. Oof. So it was a laparoscopic surgery. I had 3 incisions in my stomach, like one down on my crotch, and then one here, and then one on my belly button. And I wasn't wearing a seatbelt because it was a lap belt, and I didn't want to put it across my stitches. So I'm in the passenger seat, or I'm in the back seat in the middle. And we were driving home, and somehow it was raining. I think it was raining. I don't remember. But my brother got too far to the right and got his wheel in a kind of a ditch, like in the gravel. And the gravel sucked his car into the ditch on the side of the road. And we ended up, like, face down head first into, like, a culvert. Like, a huge, like, gully, like, hole in the side of the fucking road, like a drainage hole. And literally, like, I just remember, like, going over to the side of the road, and I blacked out, and I remember waking up at my sister-in-law's feet in the passenger side on the floor, looking up at her. And all I heard was she was like, Lauren, like, she was screaming. She thought I was dead because she thought I, like, flew up and hit the fucking windshield and, like, fell. But it turns out, like, a book that I had in the back seat with me hit the fucking windshield and cracked the goddamn windshield. Like, that's how hard we hit. Oy. And, like, I was fine, but somehow I hit on my shin. And I remember, like, getting out of the car, and I was okay, but, like, my shin was bleeding and bruised. But, like, I have a huge, like, hole, like, I think in the bones on my shin. Like, there's a big, huge dent on my on my shin bone. Like, I've got a kind of a scar, but it's a big dent.
Yeah.
But, yeah, it was funny, because when we were getting out of the car, my brother, like, there was a bottle of iced tea that was in the car that my sister was dumping out. Like, she, like, kind of reached down there, and she was dumping the tea out. And people were coming up, and they saw, like, shit running out, like, where she was pouring the tea. And they're like, there's gas pouring out of the car. Everybody needs to get back. And she's like, dude, it's iced tea. I'm dumping tea out. But, yeah, the cops showed up, and they're like, they thought for sure they had got their first, like, Thanksgiving drunk driving, like, accident. But my brother had not had anything to drink that night, thankfully, because he's a drinker.
Man, you're lucky you were with people.
Yeah. So, I mean, it was fucking scary. And from here on out, I know it was raining now that I think about it, because from here on out, every time we're driving in the rain, I get scared shitless. If it's raining heavy, like, I'm scared. I'm scared of, like, hydroplaning. I'm scared of, like, getting sucked into fucking ditches. Oh, like, yeah. I hate driving in the rain. So, like, I always get really tense and freak out if it's raining hard and we're driving. But, yeah, that was crazy. Especially since my parents, like, pulled up behind us. They were, like, half an hour behind us. Oh. And they pulled up on the accident and fucking saw, like, my brother's car and, like, started freaking the fuck out until they saw us, like, standing there and shit. But that was freaky. That was probably the worst accident I've been in. But thankfully nobody was even remotely hurt.
My worst accident was the one where I was in it with, like, technically, it's on the record as, like, I hit a motorcycle, but I didn't.
Oh, I remember that.
Yeah, but I mean, in all technicality, it's going to sound, like, really bad, but they actually hit me.
Because,
like, I was turning left, and they were coming up over a hill, and it was a guy and a girl on the cycle, and neither of them were wearing helmets, and they come over the hill, and as soon as I actually saw them, my knee-jerk reaction was to stop, because I thought I had enough time to stop, but they were going so fast that they couldn't swerve around me.
Right.
They swerved, like, right into me and hit my passenger side wheel, bent the axle.
Oh,
and the guy flew off to the left, and the girl flew actually over my car. I could hear her, like, hit the car.
Holy fuck.
And I just wouldn't get out of the fucking car. I was just like, nope. Not moving, not going anywhere, staying right here. There is no way I'm moving, because I was pulling into a doctor's office, and I was actually going for an appointment, and my doctor comes out and sees, like, everything going on, and she looked around, and she's like, don't move. And I'm like, no, I'm not going to.
Yeah.
And I'm, like, full-blown panic attack at this moment, thinking I've killed people.
Yeah, it's like, I don't want to get out and see the carnage. I'm good.
I'm just going to be here. I'm like, can somebody call my dad? I'm like, just, can somebody call my parents? I'm, like, just freaking out. And, like, my body just tensed.
Yeah.
Everything was tight. And, like, it took almost 3 days for, like, my body to, like, muscles to retract.
Oh, yeah, that shit hurts.
And, but anyway, what happened was the girl wasn't responding. She got lifelighted. The guy was, like, hobbling around. I think he broke his leg. And it ended up, both of them were perfectly fine, actually. The guy had a broken leg.
She might have.
The girl had
out.
Road rash. But yeah, neither of them were wearing helmets. And the police officer was, like, kind of blaming me. Was like, well, you shouldn't have been turning, or you shouldn't have been doing this and that and the other thing. And I'm like,
how dare you turn in your car?
You can't see them. You can't. And I was like, they had to have been speeding, because, like, in the amount of time that they, because you can see where the skid marks start and where they stop.
Yeah.
In that amount of time, they should have been able to stop.
Yeah. The cops are supposed to measure.
Down.
They're supposed to measure skid marks and shit. And
they
and,
he measured they don't. Nothing.
Yeah,
and he actually said to my dad when they got on the when he got on the scene, he was like, "I've seen these all the time, and I mean, it's always the I don't care who it is. It's always the driver's fault.
Yeah, well.
It's never the motorcycle's fault. And yeah. I was like, are He's you probably a motorcycle kidding owner. Me?
Yeah.
Like, are you kidding me? Like, that's completely ridiculous. And I actually went to fight the ticket because the ticket was for turning left. That's all my ticket was for. I'm like, so was it illegal to turn left there? He's like, well, no. So $130 fine for turning left?
Yeah, because all the fees go to the fucking yeah. EMS and all that bullshit. Yeah.
So
it's
I
probably
said,
a $20 fine.
Well, yeah. And so, like, I went and I tried to fight it, and the judge was just like, well, I mean, you know, if it's not a fatal accident, then they don't have to measure any skid marks and da-da-da-da-da. And I was like, she was life-flighted.
Yeah.
How do you know that it wasn't a fatal accident at the scene? You don't.
Yeah.
You couldn't have possibly known that. So you didn't do your job.
And I don't think that's actually true that they don't have to measure the skid marks if it's not a fatal accident. Because my... Well,
you still have to determine fault.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. And actually, what was really funny was because somebody sent me the police report. I'm not entirely sure if they always do that. But they sent me both mine and theirs.
That's weird. Yeah, I don't know.
And actually, on their police report, it said that they were fined for not having a license.
Oh.
Well, then you shouldn't have had any fine.
Having a passenger without a license, both of them not wearing helmets without a license.
Oh, yeah. I was going to say, there's no helmet law.
If you have a pass, if you have a permit, you have to wear a helmet. Mm. And he didn't have a permit or a license. He also was fined for not having insurance.
Oh, that's lovely.
Ooh.
And then I get called 4 months after the accident from State Farm or one of those other insurance companies that was like, yeah, I just want to get, like, your, you know, what is your side of the story on the accident that you had on, you know, whatever date it was. And I was like, wait a minute, the one with the motorcycle? And they were like, yeah. And I was like, they don't have insurance. And he's like, what are you talking about? They have insurance through us. And I was like, no, at the time of the accident, they didn't have insurance.
Yeah.
And he was like, how can you possibly know that? And I was like, because I was sent the police report that says that. So I sent the police report to Geico. And I was like, so I called, like, the guy, and I was like, so, yeah, here's the number to Geico, and here is my policy number.
Yeah.
And here is my accident claim number through them. Call them.
Yeah.
And then I get a call, like, a couple minutes later from Geico saying, you did the right thing, and they're going to send them the thing that
fraud.
Says, yeah. They sent them the thing, and they basically reported them for insurance fraud then.
Holy shite!
Yeah.
Nice.
I shouldn't have had to pay fucking anything.
I got hit by the dumbest people. And it was really funny because, like, I was like, all right, well, I'll just pay off the fine. Because I was like, all right, well, I have to pay it anyway, so I'll just pay it all off. And they're like, all right, well, we have to take cash or... I think it was cash or money order is the only thing that they accept.
That's weird.
I was like, well, I can write you a check, and I can give you a card, and, like, they have card machines, too. Like, I can see at your desk you have a card machine. What is that for?
Wow.
And they were like, well, we can't do that. You have to, you know, so I set up payments and then paid it all off on my first payment. And I was like, screw you guys. Because I had to put, like, I had to either put it all down in cash at that time or set up payments.
Yeah. Yep. You have, like, 10 days to pay the ticket in full, or you have 10 days to get in contact with them to set up a payment. Yeah.
So, it was just all bullshit. Just fucking...
That's crazy.
Man, that...
It was just a giant screw-over.
Yeah,
and luckily, I was just fucking terrified.
Oh, yeah.
Until I found out, like, because I kept calling, like, the cops, and I kept calling, like, are they okay? Are they fucking okay? Because, like, I couldn't go to work. I couldn't do anything. Like, yeah. I was just freaking out. And then I found out that they were at Walmart, because my mom, like, knew the people. They went to Walmart where my mom works. And, well, worked. And, I guess the girl was, like, bragging about it.
Bragging that she was in an accident?
That she was in an accident. All she got was road rash, and the other driver, you know, got all this other shit. I'm like, I hate you!
Yeah. Like, you are the worst person ever. I thought I killed you, and I felt remorse for you, and...
And now I don't.
And now I don't care.
Now I kind of wish you wouldn't die.
No, that's
now,
mean.
No. At least got a broken arm or something, man. Bitch.
Oh, man.
There's a turn at our, like, the back road to my parents' house, where my brother still calls it Ashley's turn.
Oh, God.
Yeah. Because I was driving home one night from my boyfriend's house when I was, like, 16 or 17. And I, it was really foggy, and I was like, oh, my God, I'm going to get in trouble because I know that I'm late and I'm past curfew. I was, like, 3 hours past curfew. Oh, at this God. Point, it really doesn't matter.
Yeah, it doesn't matter if you get home then or in another, like, 3 hours. You're going to be in the same amount of trouble.
Yeah, exactly. I wasn't thinking that far ahead. All I was thinking was, I need to get home. Oh, my God. So, like, it's foggy as hell, and you can barely see in front of you. And, of course, I'm going way too fast and slide into a ditch. And one wheel is completely up in the air. And I'm just, like, all three tires are in the ditch, and then the one is, like, hanging in the air, like, a foot. And I'm, like, I just get out of the car, and I'm, like, shit, shit, fuck, shit, no, god damn it. Like, every curse word that you could possibly think of. And I was, like... I gotta call my mom.
Oh, boy.
Oh, crap.
That's the worst.
So my mom comes get me, and she's so mad. I mean, she was like, upset at first, because she's like, oh, God, she's hurt. And then once that thing
it's like,
passed,
oh, you're okay? You're out you're past fine. Curfew. You're in so much trouble.
Yeah.
And you wrecked your car.
And then my dad had to, like, the car was fine. But
you're grounded forever.
My dad had to pull me out of the ditch. I'm just like...
Sorry, Dad.
Hey, so what were you doing?
Nothing.
Don't worry about it.
God, I couldn't even get into all the accidents I've been in. Fucking, yeah. I was the worst driver ever.
Oh my God, speeding tickets and everything.
Speeding tickets, rear endings, blowing engines up, T-boning a cop. That was a good time.
Oh no, T-boning a cop.
God.
It was horrible. He wasn't in a cop car either, which is the sad thing. And he knew my dad, because my dad was a cop. Ooh. And when he found out who I was, he was like, I know your fucking dad. Like, what are you doing? I was, oh my God, that was bad.
How did you even do that?
Well, okay. Do you know the intersection at Winfield?
Yeah.
Where there's the light.
Yeah.
There didn't used to be a light there. And... my parents lived in Winfield. I had lived in York at the time, and I had like 3 or 4 friends of mine in a car with me, came up from York with me to pick up my car. I had just picked up my car. I was driving an 87 Mercury Cougar at the time. Just picked it up from the garage. It was out of commission for like a couple weeks. Got it from my parents' house, was leaving my parents' house, and was trying to turn left out of Winfield to go up 15. And there was construction going on at that intersection because they're putting in the light. And there was all these cones and orange shit everywhere. So there's shit everywhere. And my friends were in the back seat going, go now, go now, go now, go now, go now. Like just fucking around. And I'm like trying to watch up here, I'm trying to watch this way, because like literally you're trying to watch 2 lanes of traffic coming this direction, 2 lanes of traffic coming that direction.
Yeah, why was there not a light?
There wasn't a light there for a long, terrible long
idea.
Time.
Wow.
Well, they figured out it was a terrible
obviously.
Idea to put one in. Literally.
So I'm like, I have these people yelling, go now, and as soon as I start to go, my sister-in-law's in the passenger seat, she goes, no! Because she saw this fucking car coming from this way.
Man.
And I was like, oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. I see the car coming and all I can think of is punch it because I could maybe get through. And I didn't. I fucking completely T-boned the side of a fucking car. Passenger side of a fucking car. And
well, at least it was a passenger side.
I spun so I was facing south on the highway when I was turning north. And his car was like... facing north when he was going south.
Oy.
And he immediately jumped out of his fucking car and started directing traffic around the accident.
Aww.
I was like,
you T-boned the night.
I T-boned a fucking young cop. And I was like, holy fuck. Like, I'm freaking out. My friends are like freaking out. My sister-in-law's like, you almost just fucking killed me. Like, and my brother wouldn't let me drive with her like ever again. It was crazy, but I kind of blame the people in the back seat, like screaming like 10,000 things at me, and I was young. I was like 20. I was like just 21, and it was bad. But yeah, he ended up. He's like, yeah, I know you're dead, and then you know.
So you got a ticket for that.
Oh yeah, I got a ticket for that. I totaled my Cougar.
Oh.
Sure, I totaled his car.
Probably.
Yeah. So that was second worst accident.
Sweet Jesus.
My God, you're a terrible driver.
Oh, yeah, I was.
I went through a period, it was probably like maybe 3 months apart. My car got sideswiped twice in like the same way.
Wow.
Like, one was I was leaving school and I had a pass to park in the school parking lot, but like kids who didn't have parking lot passes parked on like the side streets and whatnot. So I'm driving up a side street, leaving the school, and I see out of the corner of my eye, I must have been in his blind spot, another car just comes out and just,
oh wow,
yeah, fucking like took my mirror. Mm-hmm. And yeah, that was fun. That was like the one and only time I had a rental car. It was at the time, a brand new, like, cherry red, oh my God, what was it?
Was it a Dodge?
It was, no. Wait.
Like a Magnum?
No. It was a
300 Chrysler.
Stratus. 300. It was a Stratus.
Dodge Stratus.
Yeah. So then, you know, my car goes away. I get it back. A couple months later, I was originally going to go to the Art Institute of Pittsburgh. And I was down there visiting friends for the weekend looking for, like, apartments because I didn't want to live in student housing. And same thing happened. Like, driving up a street, somebody pulls out of a parallel space and just, bam, right into the side of my car. And I'm like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
And the people in the car tried to blame it on me. I'm like, no, I'm going with the flow of traffic.
Yeah.
You were parked.
Yeah, I'm just fucking driving here, motherfuckers.
Yeah.
Wow.
And they're like, oh, well, because the driver's like, well, I have witnesses in my car. I'm like, yeah, they don't count because they were in your car. And, like, somebody in the sub shop came out and was like, I saw everything.
Yeah.
I was like, yeah.
Fuck you, bitches. Yeah, one time I was, the Sunoco in Nori, I was going up, like, 147,
mm-hmm.
and I was turning left into Sunoco. And it was nighttime, and I was watching for the cars coming. There wasn't any cars coming, so I started to turn, and this bitch, like, whipped out of the parking lot of Sunoco with no headlights on and, like, totally, like, plowed into my passenger side.
Oh,
and she starts fucking screaming at me, like, why didn't you fucking see that I was pulling out? I was like, and I'm sitting there, I'm, like, totally stunned, and then all of a sudden I went, you didn't have any fucking headlights on. And then she was just like, and then, like, pulled ahead and pulled out. And there was a chick, like, pulling out from that little kind of side street that's right there mm-hmm. next to the Sunoco. And she's like, I watched the whole thing. I was sitting at the stop sign. She's like, you were already turning when she fucking pulled out of the parking lot. She didn't have any headlights on, and she was flying. So, like, and that was really crazy because the guy I was dating at the time was parked in the parking lot of Sunoco waiting for me to meet him there and watch the whole fucking thing. And then he started freaking out, like, oh my God! Like, and that, I think that wrecked my car. I don't think I got that car back.
That reminded me of a thing. My computer, years ago, I think I was like 20, maybe 21, I don't remember. My computer had crashed, and I was recommended to, I was working at Kohl's Hardware in Lewisburg at the time. I was recommended to one of the employees at the Seals Grove store. He fixed computers on the sides, and it was like, oh yeah, I'll take a look at it, whatever. So, like, I one evening, I was supposed to meet him when he was leaving work, and I don't know if you've ever gone to the Sealands Grove Coles, but you can't make a left mm-hmm. into it. Yep. You have to, like, go onto Bridge Street and then, like, come around to the stop mm-hmm. sign and whatnot. Well, I did that, and Coles was just about to close. I was going to get there with, like, 5 minutes left just to be like, hey, you know, whatever. So I'm there at the stop sign, and, you know, cars are going, and I'm waiting, and whatever. So I see a gap where I can go, and the person coming up was not, like, going real fast. They had their turn signal on. I thought they were going to turn where I had just turned to make the loop. Mm. So I'm like, cool, I'm going to go. I start to accelerate into the intersection. This asshole starts speeding up, fucking hits the front of my car, just, like, totally, like, knocking off my bumper, like, knocking out my driver's side headlights.
And he had his turn signal on.
Yeah, he had his turn signal on the whole time and didn't accelerate until I started pulling out.
Wow.
Yeah, so call my friend who's running. I'm like, sorry, I'm the idiot across the street who just got into an accident. And the guy gets out. He's like, oh, I don't know what I'm going to tell my wife. You know, I just, I'm like,
maybe you shouldn't have had your fucking turn signal on.
Yeah, and that's what I told the cop. Like, the cop showed up and was like, what happened here? I was like, he had his turn signal on. He was not even doing the speed limit. I pulled out and he accelerated.
Yeah.
Like, that's what happened. The guy's like, oh, just like trying to make excuses. Like, this totally was not his fault. And I'm like, guess again, motherfucker. Yeah. It's like, okay, yeah, maybe I'm kind of at fault because I was at a stop sign and you were in the flow of traffic, but I had more than enough space to get out before you sped up.
Yeah. So and you had your turn signal on.
I don't even remember. This was ages normally, ago.
Normally, if you didn't get a ticket for it, you probably didn't. It
yeah, probably I don't. Wasn't your fault. I don't remember getting a ticket for it, but
nine times out of ten, if you're the one that hits somebody, it's your fault, no matter what.
Yeah,
matter what.
Like, I had a friend who had turned left. Like, they had a green arrow at a stoplight to go left. Somebody ran a red light and they hit them.
Oh my god.
And it was my friend's fault because they were turning left.
No. She had a fucking arrow, dude.
Doesn't matter. Damn. They were turning left. The other person was going straight. Apparently, it doesn't matter that they ran a red light.
Oh, that's fucked up. Why is there red
lights?
Right?
Right? What was the point?
It was Tony.
That's fucked up.
Yeah.
That's bullshit.
I think that's how Tony, like, lost his first car.
I would have fucking went to court over that. That's bullshit. Yeah. That's fucking bullshit.
I had one where it was, like, Christmas time, and we were in the mall parking lot, and fuck the mall parking lot at Christmas time.
But I had enough time.
Like, I was pulling into, like, the road, and I was pulling out, and all of a sudden, this guy comes out of nowhere in this giant truck and pulls in front of me and, like, hits, like, the front end of my car. But, like, the way that it hit was, like, his back end hit, like, my front end. Because I don't even know how, like, I don't know. It was just, like, the weirdest angle or whatever. And, nothing happened to his car. And he was just, like, this big truck. He's like, I think there's a scratch on my hubcap. And he's, like, screaming at me. And, like, my car...
Like, have you seen my fucking car?
My car, like, the bumper is on the ground, and I had to call my aunt to be like, hey, what the hell do I do about this? And she's like, you got any string? I'm like, I think I have shoelaces. So we tied up my bumper with shoelaces, and she's like, well, that'll do it. That was my Aunt Barb. Smoking, drinking.
Nice.
Aunt Barb.
Was she the one that had the co-anniversary party?
Yeah.
Or was supposed to with your parents?
Yeah. Apparently what happened with that, she didn't come, but apparently the reason she didn't come was just because, she doesn't like big crowds, and she doesn't like when people make a fuss over her.
Yeah, that's fair.
Oh.
So.
Speaking of that, I asked AJ if he would be mad if I had a birthday party for him. He's like, yes! You're not having a party! I will never speak to you again!
Aww.
Yes, come
on.
Why don't you have one for your... Why don't you have it for, like, your birthday?
My birthday's passed.
Do it for next year.
No, but, dude, 40th birthday.
Yeah.
I think you'd have to have a party.
Well, we'll have, like, a little party.
I think I might.
Just invite us over.
And be like, everybody on this podcast and listening. No.
I don't know what I'm going to do. He said I could have, like, a dinner, like, with a couple people or whatever, like, close people. But I'm like, I don't want to, like, go out to a restaurant and then have to, like, pay for everybody to eat dinner.
Yeah.
On AJ's birthday. Hey, it's AJ's birthday. I'll buy you guys all dinner.
With AJ's money.
Yeah, with AJ's money.
That's a terrible idea.
Yeah, so I don't know. I don't know. I might have a small get-together at our house.
Yeah. Bring your own food.
Yeah. Potluck.
Hey, potluck.
Potluck birthday for AJ.
Whoop, whoop.
Maybe we will do that.
That sounds fun. When is it? When is it?
October 10th is his birthday.
Oh, okay. You can do a cookout. It'll still be a little bit warm.
Oh, yeah.
Kind of. Depends. I don't
feel like cooking out.
Nobody wants to stand outside, and that's a little too...
Oh, man. So this completely... We didn't talk anything remotely about the topic we just had.
No, we got way sidetracked.
I don't even know how we got into this topic.
Well, we started with, it's the 18th episode, we're legal, we can do all kinds of things.
Oh,
and
I went
with,
yeah.
Renting cars, and now we just
we'll
cars
just keep up with the
time.
Theme. Like, okay, when you turn 18, since it's the 18th episode, what else can you do when you're 18? You can go to strip clubs. Anybody been to a strip club lately?
Lately? No.
Never.
It's been years. I haven't been to a strip club since before I was married.
Nope.
We should go to the strip club. We said we were going to go to the Renaissance Fair, and we ended up going. No,
and
we
said we were
going to
go to a strip club.
Yeah, we'll check out that place that,
The cabin.
Yeah, the cabin. Yeah. That Phil just went for a bachelor party.
Yeah.
Sounds interesting.
I was a little leery about that. I was like, oh, we're going to a strip club.
That's
fine. Yeah.
But then I remember that I'm dating Bill.
Yeah.
And then it was okay. It's
you gotta let Bill go to a strip club.
I'm fine. Yeah.
Like, Jeff and I have talked, and the only reason I would be mad at him going to a strip club is if he didn't invite me.
Yeah.
Like, you went and you didn't take me. You're such a dick.
What is wrong with you?
And the only reason I didn't
we
get mad
to go
at
to
AJ
a drag
for going
show too.
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah. We can definitely do that.
You didn't
I can
get
find
mad
out.
At AJ for going.
I didn't get mad at AJ because I was at a different strip club that night with different people.
Yeah.
So
that's awesome.
Yeah, I was at the End Zone State
oh,
College.
Nice.
I really like that place.
How did it even happen? Like, AJ classy. Went to a strip club and
well,
you
no, I was out. I was visiting my friend Natalie in State College for a day or two, and that's where we ended up at the End Zone. Mm-hmm. And he knew we were going to be going, and then he had people over. I don't even remember why Shane, our friend Shane from Huntington, like the fucking crazy maniac, he took him to the strip club. Hmm. I don't even remember why.
That was a good time.
Was that the time the stripper almost broke his glasses and he yelled at her?
Yeah. And that was when I came home and he had the picture of... He was sitting with the stripper on his lap on the refrigerator. Mm-hmm. He was looking very miserable. He had, like, the meanest look on his face. The stripper on his lap all smiling and cute, doing a split. All naked. He's like, this sucks. Like... He doesn't have to act like he hates it so much.
You can like it a little.
It's fun. It's
I
entertainment.
Don't care.
Yeah, it's fine.
I really just don't think he does. He was the kind of guy that, like, growing up, like, if girls would throw themselves at him, he would shove them away. Like, he was not into that shit.
Huh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Weird.
He was very... From what he says, very, I would not have liked him when he was younger. Definitely not. Because before he started drinking and doing drugs, he was a fucking asshole.
And then drugs made him nice.
Yeah.
Huh. Go figure.
Be an alcoholic for 10 years and fucking do as many drugs as possible. And
kill some brain cells.
Mm-hmm. It's actually been shown that that doesn't happen.
Kills brain
like,
cells.
Doing drugs doesn't kill brain cells. No. And I don't think drinking does either.
Interesting.
Yeah, they're doing new studies on it. Apparently, you know,
so
old studies are flawed and shit.
They're doing studies on, like, even psychedelic drugs now that they're actually finding out that, like, LSD and shit is not as harmful to
Ecstasy human... does not put holes in your brain.
Yeah.
Surprise.
Yeah, I don't...
Well,
I don't
Bill
know.
Has issues with acid, like, with memory loss because of acid.
Mm.
I don't know if it's because of acid. It might just because he has issues with memory loss.
Yeah, it might be. I'm not a doctor. I don't know either.
I don't know.
So I just, you know.
I mean, I know it's possible to, like, go fucking crazy if you eat too much acid.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Like, because I heard stories of this kid from Lewisburg who, like, was in a mental institute from eating too much acid. Wow. You hear all these stories. But he ended up, like, killing himself and shit.
Oh, God.
So I don't know. But who the fuck knows, you know? I guess you can definitely overdo it on those kinds of drugs. But yeah, from clearly. What AJ's told me, he used to eat, like, sheets of fucking LSD at a time. And he'd trip for, like, a couple days, and he's totally fine. Well, I think he's totally fine.
I don't know. He seems
totally fine, yeah, but...
He seems like a functioning human.
Yeah. So, I don't know. I've never eaten a whole sheet of acid. The most I've ever ate was one hit at a time.
I think the most I ever had was two.
I have never done any of that.
You never tried acid?
Mm-mm.
I'd say it's
such a goody-goody.
If you have access to
never had any interest.
Give it a shot, but I mean...
You gotta be in a safe place.
Number one, I've never been offered. Number two, I'm just not interested.
Really?
Yeah. And you don't have to be.
Meh. I wasn't interested in alcohol until I was, like...
Almost 21.
And then I was like, maybe I'll try wine. And then I liked it.
I remember the Halloween party before your 21st birthday, you were drinking. I'm like, what the fuck is this?
I don't know you what you're talking about. You were
21.
Yes.
Like, no, it's fine.
It's a couple months. This is barely alcohol. It's just sangria. It's juice. It's fine.
It's jungle juice from the water cooler.
Oh, God, no. I make the jungle juice, and I still won't drink it.
Drink the jungle juice.
I see how much alcohol is in that thing.
I wish I could still party like I was back then.
One bottle of rum.
Or like I could back then.
No.
I can't
party
drink
like it's 1999.
Although I'm thinking this year I might make jungle juice and sangria. I'm thinking about sangria. But if I do sangria, I'm doing box wine. You can make a lot of sangria with box wine.
I gotta come to one of these something parties different. With your sangria. One of these times.
You need to. Halloween party, man. Halloween. I will decorate the hell out of this house. I love decorating for Halloween.
I do too, but AJ doesn't do holidays, so I can't ever really decorate for anything. Yeah.
And I don't decorate until October 1st.
And yeah. I haven't dressed up in a really long time.
And then I'll leave it up
Halloween.
Until Christmas. And then I decorate the day after Thanksgiving for Christmas. Yeah, I love decorating for holidays. I love it. But only those two. It's the only two I do.
I'm not allowed.
Why are you not allowed?
You live with a Scrooge.
Yeah.
Why won't you let me? That doesn't even make any sense.
I asked him if he would let me put up a white Christmas tree. Because I want to get one of those fucking white fake Christmas trees and put like all different colored like rainbow Christmas balls all over it. Make it really pretty. But he's like, if you're going to do that, you have to do it without me. Because I'm not going to have any part of that bullshit.
What if you did a Transformers Christmas tree?
Dude.
Oh. You can do that.
That's pretty
We have South Park characters and... Beavis and Butthead on our tree. Because every year, Five Below comes out with a cool new character for their thing. So Tom keeps getting more and more.
That would be pretty cool. Get like little cardboard cards of every
Transformer. Hells yeah. Transformers Christmas.
He would like that.
Yeah, see?
I think he would like that.
Compromise, man.
See, what you could do is just get like a bunch of the toys and just hang them on the tree with string and be like, when Christmas is over, you can have all the toys.
Huh?
I'll take all the toys out of his room.
He'll never notice.
Hang all his toys on the tree. Baby, look what I got you.
And then as soon as the dog grabs one, oh my God.
Oh God. Our dogs know better.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. A Transformers Christmas.
You could get away with it.
I might. I don't know. We'll see. I don't necessarily really want a Christmas tree either. It's not like we do presents.
Yeah.
So.
You don't do presents?
We don't do... No.
AJ doesn't celebrate holidays.
Oh, yeah,
no
right.
Holidays, birthdays, no. Fucking nothing. No Valentine's Day. I got flowers for Valentine's Day this year.
Yeah, because it was the day before.
Yeah, and then...
I still think it's because Bill got me... got me, like, flowers the day before. And I came in for my tattoo, and he was like, oh, you got flowers for Valentine's Day? And I was like, well, not technically. It's the day before Valentine's Day. The night, that night,
that's probably why he did it then. That's probably why he did it.
It's crazy.
Thanks, Ashley.
No problem.
Flowers for Valentine's Day. Thanks, Bill. No, I think he got me flowers for my birthday, too, this year.
Oh, yeah.
No, anniversary. Anniversary?
Oh,
anniversary. Yeah, he got me the roses for anniversary.
He's getting around.
Yeah.
Why doesn't he like holidays?
He had a pretty shitty upbringing and says he didn't get presents for anything.
So wouldn't he want to make up for that?
No.
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 Okay.
He's against the whole, like, commercialization of all kinds of bullshit.
He and I have talked about it a little bit before. It's like, if I want to give you a present, I'm just going to give you a fucking present. I don't need to wait for your birthday or for Christmas.
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah. He'll give me whatever the fuck I want any day of the year.
Yeah.
Just don't make me give you something on your fucking birthday. It's just a day. You know, it's not...
All right.
So, I don't... I've adjusted to it very well. I don't have to buy him fucking Christmas presents.
I don't have to get him
gifts, which is fine. I mean, the first few years we were together, I would get him something anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Get him Christmas presents, got him birthday presents. But now it's just like, you know what? I don't care. I'll get him shit if I feel like getting him something.
Mm-hmm. If he sees something cool.
Yeah. I don't have a problem with that at all. I still get shit for, like, my nieces. I don't get anything for my brother and his wife or anything, because I get shit for their kids.
Yeah.
And if I feel like it, I'll get something for my parents. But my parents are the type of people that if they want something, they just buy it.
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah. They
don't really expect or want anything from
us.
And at this point in your life, it's like, what the fuck do you even get your parents?
Yeah.
I stick with gift card, homemade maybe. Gifts.
Yeah.
I've been making my mom wreaths recently.
Oh, that would be cool.
Yeah.
My mom would like that.
Was it a butterfly? No, I made her one with, it had a bird box, like a little birdhouse on it that I painted, and I painted the whole wreath white, and then I put on, some garland and some daisies for spring. And I made her one for Christmas that she could put up in the fall. Had a little fairy on it. Sparkly.
Yeah, my mom likes jewelry. I could say I could make her some jewelry, but she makes herself everything she wants.
Yeah.
And she's really fucking good at it, so.
Yeah, just, I don't know, like a $50 gift card
to Longhorn
Steakhouse or something.
Or, like, Michael's, because she likes going there and, like, get new beads and stuff. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But I thought, you know, the food gift card your parents can share.
Oh, yeah.
Go have a nice dinner. Go have some steak and some wine.
Yeah. I try to do, like, get them little stuff. Like, I really appreciate everything they've ever done for me, so. I've had good parents. I was really lucky.
Yeah, you are.
Yeah, I had good parents, too. Since you're listening.
Nah. Chris, you won't say anything bad about your mom. You know she listens.
She's freaking listening. Hi, Mom.
She's got to keep tabs on you, actually.
She does have to keep tabs on me. What is that? Why are you doing that? Send an email. Tell us why you're listening.
You're her baby girl.
Yeah.
She wants to make sure we're not converting you into, like, a horrible
monster. Yeah, I know. She worries about me, and it's hilarious, because she's like, well, since you met Bill, you're doing this. I'm like, no, Mom.
Since I met Bill, I can do this.
Yeah, like, I'm in a relationship that I'm healthy and I'm happy, and I'm still the same exact goofy kid that I've always been. You've always called me a weirdo. Now I'm just able to be that weirdo, and I'm comfortable with being it on the outside too.
Yeah.
And I am in a relationship where I have a person who's just brought me out of my shell. He didn't make me a different person. He just helped me communicate better.
Which actually brings up, like, today, I just said to AJ today, like, I think that over the years we've been together, from me seeing the way he is with people in public, and just how he talks to anybody, and he's very open and, like, friendly to people, and, like, if we're in a store, he will, like, go out of his way to, like, talk to the people that work there and shit.
Yeah.
Like, I have started doing that a little bit more. I do. And, like, whereas before, like, when we first got together, he'd be like, why are you always so fucking mean? Like, everywhere we go, you're, like, pissed off. And I'm like, I'm not. I just don't look at people and I don't talk to people. Like, I'm shy. Like I would say, I'm shy. But I don't know. I don't know why I was like that. But I'm definitely better now.
Yeah.
More comfortable in my own skin. Yeah, like more...
I was kind of the same way, too.
Yeah.
I'm Bill talks to everybody.
Yeah.
Yeah, he does.
Yeah.
And that's how
I worked with him. Bill talks to everybody.
Seriously. Yeah. That's really like,
how do I know him? Everybody knows him. Don't worry about it.
Have you ever been to the movies? You know Bill. Yeah. Have you ever been to GameStop? You know Bill.
Seriously. Yeah. Yeah. Talks to everyone.
Which I think is cool.
Yeah, he's just a nice guy who,
And I think AJ's a really nice person like that, too. And I think it's funny that he gets, once in a while, get a reputation for being a dick or whatever. But he's really not, not even remotely a dick.
Sometimes he's just a little too blunt.
Well,
with his opinions,
he just doesn't.
But he realizes it pretty quick, and then he dials it back,
right?
Because he was tattooing me, and some girl came in and was talking about a tattoo, and he, you know, without actually saying it, he pretty much told her it was a dumb idea, and then he dialed it back and was like, "Okay, no, what I'm saying is, you know, he puts on the charm, like smiles, and tries to."
Oh yeah, no, he's dude. Yesterday we had our friends over, and the girl. Her name's Allie. She had just run a 5K yesterday morning.
Oy.
And she was, like, saying about how she had to walk part of it. And he's like, well, that's, like, then you didn't really do anything. Because you had to walk part of it. You have to run the whole thing. I was like, are you fucking kidding me? Like, I'm looking at him. I'm giving him so much shit. I'm like, I can't run 3 fucking miles, like, without fucking walking at least, like, partway through it. Like, what the fuck, dude? And he's like, well, it just doesn't count. You know, you don't really push yourself. You gotta push yourself. I'm like, fuck you.
Seriously.
And she's sitting there like, thank you. And he's like, well, I'm just saying. I'm like, fuck you.
Not
like,
everybody is Mr. Super fucking athlete over
like,
here.
I'm like looking at him like, you don't know I can't fucking run. He's like, you run 4 miles all the fucking time. You run out to Stonington and back. I'm like, I don't run the whole time.
Yeah.
Like, you know I walk probably like, maybe not, but close to half of that.
Yeah.
Like, I run as much as I can, and then I fucking walk until I can run again, and then I fucking walk. And he's like, whoa, but you're not running a 5K. I'm like, so fucking what? So what if she walked the whole fucking thing? Like, she fucking did it.
She did a 5K. You know?
Yeah.
She got out, and she did it.
And then he's just like, ah. And I know he'll blame that on his whole, like, competitive thing, like, when he used to actually compete and do shit, but I'm like, fuck you, dude. Like, seriously, fuck you. You say that it's not worth anything. She didn't get any benefit from it. She still walked / ran 3.5 fucking miles. Like, that's better than a lot of fucking people are doing.
Well, yeah. So, I can't do it.
Right here.
Fuck
way that. Way better than what I'm doing.
Yeah, so I don't know. I don't know what that was all about. And I'm like, that's the kind of shit that, like, he'll just do, like, out of nowhere. And then he realizes it. Then later, and it's like, oh, wait, maybe I shouldn't be bagging on her for doing a 5K and not running the whole thing. Yeah, fuck off.
Yeah, yeah, thanks.
Are you going to make fun of me for not being able to fucking run the whole thing?
I don't think I can even run a full mile at this time in my life.
No. I couldn't. There's no... No. No, I couldn't.
It definitely takes a little bit. If you're not used to it, it takes at least a few weeks of... consistently running to be able to actually run that long.
Mm-hmm. I couldn't run in high school. Because, like, my asthma was actually so bad.
That, oh, God, this fucking, the presidential fitness tests.
Oh, my God.
Failed those every year.
Oh, yeah, me too. Oh, my God.
Dude, the flexed arm hang.
Oh, you have
to.
Oh,
I couldn't even do that for a second.
Here you go. Okay, you have to do one pull-up or hold it for, what, 30 seconds?
And yeah, I'm
like,
fuck that.
4 seconds in, and I'm like, my arms are going to break, and I drop. And then I'm like, so I fail?
Yeah.
There was a girl in my class, petite, skinniest little thing, held it for, like, a minute and a half.
Yeah, it's because she doesn't have any weight to fucking hold.
Yeah, I'm like, I was pretty body to weight ratio,
body to power to weight ratio.
Yeah. You
know. Fuck, I don't have any of that.
He was explaining that to me yesterday. Yesterday, I did I've had a pretty good ride in the morning. We have this one circuit that we do. It's pretty hilly. Like, it's rolling hills until we get to this one big hill that goes up for about a mile, mile and a half. It's pretty much all uphill. And it takes me like 15, 20 minutes to get to the top. And then it's a really cool descent. You go really fast and fucking go and blah, blah, blah. Then you go home. So now we started doing that circuit backwards. So there's a really big hill right at the beginning mm-hmm. of the ride. And I'm not actually even warmed up at that point. And it's fucking brutal because it's actually steeper going up backwards, but it's shorter. So the hill's kind of shorter and there's a big break in between the hill, like where it flattens out and you can actually take like a little rest before you have to climb the rest of it. But then on the way back, the rolling hills are a lot steeper. You have a lot more to go up than down. So I did it yesterday backwards and we got home and he's like, "Oh, fucking awesome. That was a great ride." He was all impressed and all shit. And I was just really, really happy with myself. But I still beat myself up because my legs hurt really bad, like the whole fucking time, you know? Mm-hmm. And he's like, "Oh, you know, it's all power to weight. Once, if you keep riding like this, like you will actually get stronger." And believe it or not, like when you're pedaling uphill, it's not going to fucking hurt your legs. Cause I asked him, I was like, "So when you're like riding up a hill next to me, yapping the whole fucking way and like I'm dying and panting and sweating and swearing." And he's just like, "Da-da-da." I said, "Do you actually even feel it in your legs when you're pedaling?" He's like, "No." And it just fucking makes me crazy because I'm dying and my legs hurt so bad. And he's just like, he could literally like go up and down and up and down and up and down like three times in the amount of time it would take me to get up these fucking hills. And it's horrible. But he's like, "No, I promise it'll get better. Just keep building muscle. You gotta work."
Yeah, he's also been doing this kind of thing for way longer.
Well, yeah, like, I know. He's like, "You can't compare yourself to me. Like, you never did anything physical your whole fucking life."
Yeah.
And, like, he doesn't really have to do anything, but he still has that way more muscle than anything.
And it's also male body versus female body.
Yeah.
It just sucks. It's so disheartening. It kills me, but I definitely, like, feel really good when I get done with a ride like that. Like, it makes me feel really good. So, I'll definitely keep it up, but I just don't see the improvements that I want as quickly as I want to. But I'm still pretty lazy about it, so we'll see. Hopefully I get better.
Well, you're doing way more exercise than either of us, so.
Wow. Well, yeah.
Whatever happened to being the sexiest salon, Ashley?
We're still going to the gym.
Okay, cool.
Yeah,
good.
Still going to the gym 2 to 3 times a week. Started the slow carb diet because I'm like, I need to lose weight. Bill made me step on the scale.
Don't pay attention to numbers. Don't do it. Yeah. I'm telling you, it's like the worst fucking thing. No, I know they say it's a great thing, but
well, I know, and like a lot of like what, because we're going off of the 4-hour body. And
it's more just to gauge what the diet is doing for you.
Right. Yes. And but, like, if you psychologically think of the numbers, then you can psychologically lose weight. And I understand that.
I do too.
But then I look at the number and I go, "Oh God." And it's just,
but if you feel like you're actually like doing stuff and hurting your muscles and working your muscles, you got to know that muscle weighs more than fat.
Yes.
So you're building
muscle.
And
I am actually starting to lift weights also.
Right.
Which is fantastic for your back. There's one where you pull weights like behind your back and it just stretches everything in your shoulders and your neck and your back out. And that's just, love it.
Yeah.
But yeah, we're going to be the sexiest, strongest salon. And even the one guy from the store, the core store, is coming with us too.
Nice.
He's been lifting weights for a while, but.
And even if you don't actually do a diet, as long as you watch what you eat and exercise, you don't really have to do, like, a low carb.
Yeah. I just want to lose the weight and then watch.
That's what the slow carb is for, is just getting a lot of weight off fast.
Right.
Yeah.
And then you can go
back
to eating
normal. But do you really want to lose that much weight that fast?
I don't know.
Because then again, don't you have the problem that Jeff always bitches about, where you have, like, loose skin that you have to get rid of?
Does Jeff have loose skin?
He says he does. I don't know.
Huh.
His stomach's kind of soft with that loose skin feel.
Huh.
Yeah.
If you lose,
well, no,
too
I don't
want to
do that.
If you lose too much weight too fast, that can happen.
Yeah, your skin can't catch up. Like you're, unless you have stretch marks, it will shrink back to normal eventually. But that can take a while.
I do have stretch marks. But I have stretch marks from, like, my growth spurts and stuff. But, yeah.
Me too. I have stretch marks on my too. Fucking knees, and I don't even know how they got there.
Yeah, I'll have them on, like, my thighs. I have them on the insides of my legs and, like, on my love handles.
Yeah. I have stretch marks on my butt. Yeah, I have them all on my
We were comparing them the one day at work. We were like, I got this one. What do you got?
I have
like
them on my
scars
boobs.
Or something. Yeah. I have them on, like, the sides of my boobs.
I had them on the sides, but since I had a kid, I've got them on top now and underneath. Oh, and I'm like, just chop them off and give me new ones.
Is it possible to, like, surgically remove stretch marks?
With a laser. Yeah.
That sounds expensive.
The only way you can get rid of stretch marks is to do, like, laser grafting shit or to just have them cut off.
Fuck that.
Nope. Yeah. Never mind.
I can live with my stretch marks. Just get tattooed over them.
Yeah, and I mean, I'm sure at this point in your life, they're white and hardly visible anyway.
Oh, yeah, they're not that bad. My skin's so white
I'll
anyway.
Use, like, cocoa butter and
vitamin cocoa butter. I have, like, stretch mark palmers. Mm-hmm. Like, they make it specifically for stretch marks. Doesn't really do anything.
If you're prone to stretch marks, you're prone to stretch marks. That's just genetics. Because, like, I didn't get stretch marks through most of my pregnancy, but towards the end, like, shit started to happen, and I was slathering that shit with cocoa butter all the time, and I still got mad stretch marks.
Yeah.
Like, just genetically predisposed. And Jeff's mom came out of pregnancy with no stretch marks 3 fucking times, and I'm like, you know what? You just shut up. Don't you talk to me about stretch marks. Get out of here.
What a bitch.
I wonder if it's the size you are before you actually, like, have the kid, if that helps. I mean, if that matters.
To a point,
because it's like you're very thin.
Like she said, it's probably a lot to do with genetics.
It's genetics, and it's also with how much weight you gain. Like I put on 50 pounds, so
And
my skin was like, whoa,
And it's probably a lot to do with like how your skin is, like the elasticity of your skin.
And again, that goes back to genetics. It's all what kind of skin you have.
Yeah,
damn it,
sad but true.
I'm starting to get those like dark blue. Like marks, like veins, like I don't know if they're varicose veins or whatever, but my skin's always been almost translucent,
like
anyway.
Like spider veins,
but I don't. I mean, they're just little, but they're like they'll be like really blue,
like just the little squiggly ones. Mm-hmm. They're spider veins. It's from being on your feet a lot.
Oh, really? Okay.
Oh,
it's not too bad then.
Yeah, I've got them a lot too because
they go away a little more. Like if I, you know, like rub lotion in my legs a lot. But
if they were varicose veins, they'd be big and bulgy and wouldn't go away.
Oh yeah, no, they're not varicose veins. Yeah. I don't think. I don't know what the fuck.
God, women issues.
Ugh, fucking being a girl sucks sometimes.
Seriously,
just there are things regardless of whatever gender you are that suck.
Yeah, being human and dealing with.
It's Jeff and I were talking last night. We had some pretty in-depth talks, and I just like I crawled up in his lap, and I was like, "Life is so hard." And he's like, "I know,"
but thankfully, you weren't born in an impoverished African nation.
That's true. Like,
yeah,
first world problems over here.
Yeah. At least then we wouldn't have to worry about stretch marks.
But I mean,
we wouldn't care.
Every time I bitch about, like, shit that's going on, I just think, I'm like, you know what?
You can't compare yourself to that.
I know. I really don't have that much to complain about, because God damn it, I really am thankful for, like...
Yeah, you can be thankful for what you have and like, be happy and whatnot.
I really am thankful and happy, like... unbelievably thankful and happy.
Sometimes shit affects you and it's okay to feel that way.
Oh yeah, I'm not saying it's not, but
it's like
it just sucks. It makes me feel guilty if I'm like bitching because I can't afford some fucking needless piece of shit that I shouldn't be buying anyway, like a fucking dragon from the Renaissance fair. But I just have to have it,
but it's so cute.
I don't know, I was kind of eyeballing the little griffin looking one.
Dude, they're so fucking cute. And I know I'm gonna end up with another one at some point in my life. I know I will.
Just get the collection, like, one in every size.
I don't care. Because they're, to me, they're pieces of art. You know, I was telling him about the crystal skull, and I was like, oh, they wanted, like, $2,100 for it. He's like, oh, you probably could have gotten it for $15. And I'm like, and you would have been cool with me paying $1,500 for a fucking crystal skull? He's like, but that's, like, art. And then I told him about that bone-carved skull thing that was, like, carved out of a fucking horn, the skeletons and shit that was underneath it. And I was like, they only wanted $900. He's like, oh, dude, you could have gotten that for, like, fucking $600, $700. I guarantee it. He's like, that would have been fucking awesome. And I'm like,
so this is why you should have gone with me.
You would have been totally cool with me fucking spit. He's like, but that's fucking, that's, like, art. That's, like, one-of-a-kind art shit. He's like, that's the kind of fucking shit you want to buy. And I'm like,
AJ,
I guess I'll know that next time. I want to, what the fuck? But yet he's like, I can't believe you spent $100 on that fucking thing. And I'm like, it's art.
They're from handcrafted molds and they're all signed.
Yeah, like they're one of a fucking kind, like little puppet things made by this like fucking well-known puppeteer guy. You know, like, he wasn't really bitching at me. He just was, like, shook his head, like, because he knows how I am with, like, animals and stuffed animals and, like, that kind of shit.
Oh, I hate
But he would have been totally cool with me spending $1,500 for a fucking skull carved out of fucking quartz. Which I totally would have bought, because that was fucking sick. That was, like, Indiana Jones fucking crystal skull right there. Like, that was beautiful crystal skull.
Yeah,
maybe next year if it's still there.
It might be at that price. I don't think it's going anywhere too soon.
Maybe next year it'll be like roll it like much cheaper.
Well, I know he would have taken more. He would have taken less for that.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure you can haggle with.
They're pirates for fuck's sake, you know. They're trying.
I'll give
to rip
you some
you up.
Gold doubloons. Those aren't really gold.
I swear they are. I
swear. On my mother's life.
All right, so I think haggling with pirates is a good place to stop this. We're past the hour mark at this point, so
well fuck that. We need to go.
Yeah. I got shit to do.
Yeah,
I can't sit here all day talking to you guys and having people listen to it.
There's like sex to have at home and shit.
Maybe if I'm lucky.
Gotta wake up Bill for that to happen.
No, I'm totally going home.
No, Jeff's that still awake. He's doing sex. Homework.
That sounds terrible.
I think the series finale of Dexter is tonight.
Okay.
Gotta get home.
Or was it last week? Oh my god, I can't even fucking remember last week's episode. Wow.
Wow, Lord.
Wow. Yeah, I'm pretty sure it's tonight. Series finale.
Shit. Whoa. Well, you gotta get home for that.
Sex, Dexter.
That means I can start.
You could just have Sexter.
Sexter.
You have DVR.
Oh, yeah, no, it's definitely recorded.
All right,
kids.
I'm done with this shit.
Conclusion.
Next week, we'll maybe cover the topics we were going to cover this week.
Oh, did we do the Amazon thing this?
If you want to buy Dexter that we just talked about, go to poppyourpodcast.com, clear your cookies, click on the purple Amazon banner, shop as you normally would. We get just a little bit of that money, and it helps cover costs for servers and equipment and blah, 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 blah.
Various fun things.
Yes. Cruise ships. We promise we don't spend it on hookers or strippers or anything fun. It all goes towards making podcasts.
Yeah.
Yes.
Which is fun. Anyway.
Yeah, I guess. All right. Bye, guys.
Bye.